I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Sanchita Sharma. I'm the Health and Science Editor with the Hindustan Times. Welcome to my podcast, HealthWise. Each episode will bring you up to speed with the top of the mind health, science, and environment issues. You'll hear experts who will help you better understand policy and decipher jargon, so that you can make the choices that work best for you. Coronavirus disease has changed the world and the way we live our lives, perhaps forever. And adding to the anxiety of dealing with the new normal is the persisting uncertainty about almost every aspect of life, which is leading to lifestyle-related disorders such as insomnia or sleeplessness, obesity and high blood pressure. When will I get vaccinated against coronavirus disease? When can I go back to school? Will I get a job again? Will I have to wear a mask all my life? These are questions that worry us on a constant basis without our even realizing it, leading to a lot of health and lifestyle-related problems. So I'm here with Dr. Ravi Kasliwal, who's the Chairman of Clinical and Preventive Cardiology and Community Outreach and Education at Medanta, the Medicity in Gurgaon. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kasliwal. I'm going to ask him for tips on how to deal with problems related to lifestyle changes and how best we can cope with things like blood pressure and high cholesterol with our limited activity and with social restriction as the days go on. Welcome to this episode of HealthWise, Dr. Kasliwal. So I want to begin by asking you, has coronavirus-related uncertainty aggravated risk factors for heart disease like blood pressure, cholesterol, and additional weight?
Thank you. That's a good question. Definitely, COVID-related uncertainty has aggravated these risk factors. Why? Because people are at home, they are stressed, many of them have lost jobs or are not able to reach their place of work. And if they had any blood pressure, like in the pre-hypertension phase, they have actually become hypertensives. The increase in weight has been consistently being observed, and this obviously reflects as LDL cholesterol being going up and blood pressure increasing. So the question is well positioned that COVID-related uncertainty has actually aggravated risk factors for heart disease in a good percentage of people. There is no doubt about that. Because there is uncertainty all around. It's not just the jobs, it's not just themselves, but it's also their families and the future.
So are you getting more people who are newly diagnosed with heart disease? I mean, let's say compared to the year before? People who didn't have heart disease earlier or didn't have risk factors earlier, younger people, are you getting more of that now this year?
Yes. As a consequence of this, now that people think that it may be a little safer to go to the hospital, I'm seeing that. But let me also put it in perspective that today itself, I had a young individual who said, look, I have been exercising, I've done everything right, but during this mild corona illness, my weight has increased. And when we actually did his echocardiography, his heart function may appear to be normal, but there is strain on the heart, as we call the global longitudinal strain. That's a problem. So definitely, disease will increase, and more and more of high blood pressure and blockages. There seems to be no doubt about that.
So you mentioned that you have a patient who seems to be doing everything right, but was still putting on weight and still have a problem. So in cases like this, do you think the symptoms can be reversed? Can early stage blood pressure, cholesterol, overweight be reversed in early stages?
Yes. Yes, they can be reversed because many of these individuals have actually received medication like steroids during their period of hospitalization or at home, and steroids have that effect.
Mm.
But see, the thing is that if they had family histories were there, then they can also precipitate new disease. But those who are coming de novo because of side effects of some of these things and sitting at home and increasing weight, they, I think, will be able to reverse it. That I'm sure. And I'm looking at it that but one thing is very importantly has to be noticed that you cannot put them into an extensive and exercise program just to begin with. It has to develop over a period of time and then they start full exercising. So it's nice to be enthusiastic about weight reduction and exercise, but in this situation, we have to go slow and build up. Once they've built up, yes, I'm sure many of these can be reversed, as in non-COVID cardiac disease as well. You can do that.
So, Doc, also I find that a lot of people, especially young individuals, people are very hesitant about taking medication because they feel that, you know, if you're on a medication for blood pressure, cholesterol, you have to take those medicines, or even diabetes for that matter, you have to take those medicines for life. So a lot of people turn to alternative medicine. They keep saying, hum yoga karte hai, so, you know, that's going to fix our problem. So how safe is it? I mean, these medicines are very safe, right? I mean, if you can't control your blood pressure, cholesterol, and you haven't been able to, isn't it wiser to be on medication than keep, you know, doing experiments to get them down naturally?
Yes, I think you've hit it on the head. See, in those individuals, in whichever cardiology journal you pick up, whether it is pre-hypertension or pre-diabetes or early high cholesterol, the first thing written is lifestyle management. Lifestyle management. This is the key thing. If you have not been taking a low-fat but balanced diet, if you have not been exercising, if you haven't changed negativity into positivity, if you haven't done exercise, please stop. And a lot of time, yes, the things are taken care of and you may not require them any further. But your second step is equally true. That, look, if I am a high blood pressure patient and I don't want to have these, why would I want to have kidney damage, heart attacks, or strokes, brain strokes, if I have to take minimal medication to keep my blood pressure at 130-80, the home blood pressure, why shouldn't I do it? But along with medication, it is important to do lifestyle management as well. So there has to be a good marriage between these two systems. They must work at the same rate. We cannot rely just on one or the other. Yes, we understand that most of these drugs have very minimal side effects, but a chemical is a chemical. And I would like to give patients the least, but I would also say, okay, look, minimum medication, maximum lifestyle management. And I can tell you, many of the patients at younger age have adhered to it. They take medication regularly, low dose, or whatever dose was specified, but they also have gone into lifestyle management. So both these things in some patients work simultaneously.
I mean, that's what preventive cardiology is all about.
Yes.
Combination of both things. And what you're saying is also it's perfectly safe to take, let's say, a cholesterol drug or a hypertension drug for like 50 years.
Yes.
If it's controlling or if it's controlling your blood pressure and cholesterol, then you're not likely to have, you know, associated complications like kidney damage or heart disease.
Let me tell you one thing. You've asked a very, very good question. That it is not the LDL levels that matter. Of course it does. But it's also the LDL years that matter. That if you were diagnosed to have high cholesterol at age 30, then it would be pointless to say, ki why should I take it at 30? Because if your cholesterol levels are controlled from here on, third decade, fourth decade, fifth decade, then you will actually have no atherosclerotic disease later on or very minimal.
Mm.
And then you wait, or if you waited for get up to 45 or 50, then you may have actually suffered a thickening of the arteries all around. So LDL ears are as important as LDL lowering. Both are important.
That's
and particularly if you have family history, you have a high stress job, and you sometimes forget to exercise, it is best to actually control it to the levels the doctor has specified.
Now, people with diagnosed disease, you know, people already are with diagnosed risk factors who are already on medication, how often should they revise medication? Should they do it once a year, 6 months? How often do you need to, like, again, be get in touch with your doctor to ensure that everything's under control?
Yeah. That's, again, very good. So I've been, many of the patients whom I've been seeing for many years, they come at yearly interval because I know that many of them are very disciplined. And for years, I'm following them on minimal measures. They're doing extremely well. So, the frequency, at what frequency do I want these people to come will depend upon their habits and their discipline. Many people, I'm very comfortable calling them first check, 3 months, 6 months, and then yearly. But many people, I would like to call them more often to see that they have not gone into nicotine or high cholesterol diet or things like that. Because I don't want these people to become patients. That's the bottom line.
So I noticed that you mentioned nicotine. So obviously smoking is a very high risk factor. So what is your advice to patients?
Advice to people who are nicotine is very clear. Quit. Because there is no halfway street here.
So it's not all right to have one cigarette a day?
No. There is no halfway. Because we are smoking enough because of the pollution levels anyway.
True, that's very true. So simply then you stop smoking, you exercise, you eat a low fat diet and try to avoid stress as much as possible.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, these are things that are negative. The positive things are that develop positivity, develop passions in life, develop things which you had said, I don't have enough time. Develop those things. I see many people have come out so shining in the last 8 months. That they said, Dr. Kasiwal, we were unable to pen down these things. We've done that. We've developed new things. So it also depends upon the human being.
So find hobbies, find things to do that interest you. You need
and also seek happiness and family relationships, music, kindness, you know. These are important things.
Thanks, Doc. That was really very useful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you still have any queries or would like me to cover a certain health topic, do feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me at Sanchex, that is at SANCHX, or at HTSmartcast. We are available on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For more such podcasts, log on to HTSmartcast.com. Until next time, goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Hey, it's your homie. Sorry, it's your home. I know you don't like it when I call myself your homie. So I have some favors to ask you. Could you get rid of a few chairs in the living room? My floorboards are tired. Another easy thing, we could save money if you bundled your home and car insurance with Geico. One more thing. I know you love lavender-scented candles, but could we try Tahitian vanilla? I think it would fit my vibe better.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.